Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Also available on the tarmac at McCarran International Airport while you wait for your flight to depart. I'm Mike Pesca. And now let's get the latest news headlines from Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Hello again, everyone. Same-sex couples can now say I do legally in California following last month's state Supreme Court decision permitting gays and lesbians to marry. Hundreds of same-sex couples have begun taking out marriage licenses and preparing to take vows. Stay tuned. Mike Pesca is talking with one couple getting a license, Star Trek actor George Takei and his soon-to-be husband, Brad Altman. Former Vice President Al Gore has endorsed a candidate for president.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Gore, who spoke to a rally in Detroit, lost no time in urging people to vote for the Democratic presidential candidate and to reject Republican John McCain. Gore says the Bush administration has let Americans down in many ways, including in safety regulations.
If you bought poison lead-filled toys from China or adulterated medicine made in China, if you bought tainted pet food made in China, you know that elections matter. After the last 8 years, even our dogs and cats have learned that elections matter.
GOP candidate McCain is campaigning today in Texas. He's urging Obama to debate him over whether U.S. troops should be withdrawn from Iraq or whether the additional troops sent to Iraq last year will continue to help reduce violence there.
He was wrong when he said that the surge would not succeed. He was wrong when he said that we were failing in Iraq as a result of it, and he's wrong today.
McCain is taking his campaign to Obama's home turf. He'll be in Chicago tomorrow. A Senate panel is examining how suspects accused of terrorism are treated. The Senate Armed Services Committee wants to know how the United States began to use abusive methods against terrorism detainees. Democratic Chairman Carl Levin alleges that senior officials in the military got around laws in order to use abusive methods against detainees. The committee holds a hearing today and plans to question the Pentagon's former general counsel. More trouble is coming for South Korea's beleaguered government. A coalition of unions says it plans to strike next month to try to force South Korean leaders to renegotiate a trade agreement with the United States over beef imports. This month, tens of thousands of South Koreans protested in the streets of Seoul against a decision to import American beef. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak is already facing a strike from truckers who are angry over the high cost of fuel. And there are strikes in France where workers are angry over government plans to reform the French pension system and to make the work week longer. The current work week in France is 35 hours. The change would allow companies to schedule people to work longer days. There have been a lot of strikes in France over the past several months. Teachers have protested job cuts, fishermen and truckers have protested fuel prices, and seaport workers have demonstrated over reforms in their industry. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike, back to you.
And thank you, Korva.